I mean, I was hesitant to actually start this voice note because usually if you've called like many times, once you've sent a voice note, you can't call again. I feel like an idiot at the moment because I keep reaching out to you and I don't get a response from texts or messages or emails, and you don't bother picking up when I'm calling. I mean, maybe you're not there, maybe you're not getting it, or maybe it's because we had a fallout, I don't know. This isn't even about that. This is about the fact that I'm crazy about you, and I don't know that there's a scenario where I can just stop talking randomly for a period of time. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Like, you know, it's like, you're everywhere, you know what I mean? So it's tough for me to kind of hop along and just carry on, because it's like I've got this chasm of uncertainty that's kind of flitting between me and you and my image of you. And yeah, that's the tricky part. And I've been in something like this before, and it was difficult dealing with the fallouts as they are, but then the repercussions happen as well. And you feel like you fall further away from the person every time you fight, and that's why I hate it. But it just keeps fucking happening. All I'm trying to say, I guess, is that I miss you. Honestly, from the bottom of my heart. It's the only emotion I think I have, you know? I mean, at other times I thought there was anger and frustration and resentment and all that stupid shit. But I don't mean with you, I mean with other partners, you know? With other people I got close to. But with you, it kind of just jumped from nothing to, wow, she's really cool, to, we're just talking, to it, something, whatever it is. And it was always complex, but I just want you to know that I miss you. I fucking miss you so much. And I know that now that I've sent this voice note, I can't call because the voice note is here. You will get it, you know what I mean, before I call. So it's like I have to take cognizance of that, I guess. I have to just let it be until you're ready, I guess. But I want to say I'm sorry for every stitch and misstep and frustration, and I'm sorry, and I'm sorry for saying sorry, and I'm just sorry for the whole thing. I'm aching to get it right, and to keep it right, and to just be close again, because it's better when it's close, you know? I mean, I've probably been speaking for a while, but all I really wanted to say was that I miss you, and I hope you know that, and I hope you realize it. Because it means something. I miss you. I miss you, sweetheart, so much. Yeah. There's not much else, I guess. I mean, I should be pressing this red button that's staring at me. But the green one is so much more appetizing. So I just kind of let it flutter about. I've got this motion for the way my finger moves when I dial your number, because for some reason I keep dialing it instead of going to your contact. When I go to your contact, I have to see your name, and it reminds me that I'm missing you. It's difficult, you know, that in itself is difficult. I'm in my car at the moment outside. It's dark and windy, and my heart's replicating that at the moment. It's what it feels like. You'll see that, like, my tone's kind of strange, and that's because the whole thing's strange, you know? It's been strange since day one. All I know is I miss you. And that's all, full stop. Like, I want to know how you're doing. I want to know if you smiled today. I want to know what shoes you're wearing. I want to know how you've worn your hair. I want to know if you put your makeup on at work, or if you did it when you woke up. What did you have for breakfast? Do you have regular coffee or espresso? Maybe you had tea. They want to know if the walk from your car to the office was pleasant or windy. Is it hot over there? I mean, I just want to know. I miss you.